Blog Talk Radio.
So, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Zurion Show, and I wish everybody a great and wonderful day. As always on the Zurion Show, we hope to bring you information that is useful and that can also help you to help yourself. And, of course, while doing that, also hopefully help other people, because that's really what it's all about. It's all about each one of us helping the other person so that we can all grow, develop, and become better, stronger, and more viable givers and contributors to not only ourselves but to the community around us. Unfortunately, most of us have not really crossed into that area where we are a nation of givers, and that's the place where we all need to be so that we can develop and so that we can grow. A lot of people don't seem to understand that by helping others, you are also helping yourself. So with today's show, we're going to talk about the five C's. We're going to talk about clarity. We're going to talk about communications. We're going to talk about consensus, and we're going to talk about compromise. These are the five C's. The five C's are sometimes difficult, and they're difficult because most of us are in a mindset where, again, a lot of times it's me, me, me. You know, and because we're in a mindset where it's me, 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 sometimes we kind of miss the boat. Also, please understand that today we will not be taking callers. The show will be relatively short, but we won't be taking callers. If anybody does have any comments that they'd like to give, we'd appreciate it if you would go ahead and list them on the show. Or if you get anything from the show, please, of course, share that with us too, because your feedback helps us to bring better subjects and hopefully helps us to improve our overall program as we go. The last few shows that we've done have been, I think, quite interesting. And, you know, again, we may not always be able to hit on every particular topic in a particular subject, but I think we hit on the primaries. And, again, sometimes you have to step away from the table. You have to think about what's going on. And then from there, look at how you're looking at things and make sure that you're looking at them with an open mind, an open heart, and that you're willing to take in new information. You know, you cannot have self-talk when you're trying to listen and obtain information and knowledge. And the reason that you can't have self-talk is because if you're having self-talk, then that means you're not listening. The mind can only bring in so much information. Excuse me. Let me take that back. The mind can bring in tons of information. However, most of us can't filter it the way that it needs to be taken in because we've hit by thousands upon millions of stimulus every day. And as Anthony Robbins says, you know, unfortunately, we are deletion creatures. You know, there's so much information coming to us at any given time that we're constantly deleting what we don't feel that we need or what's not pertinent to us. However, that information is still coming in, but we're not able to filter it. So we're not able to sift through all of that bombardment of information and pull out the things that we miss. So sometimes, you know, I guess you would say it's more like peripheral vision. You know, most of us are not taught to use our full scope or range of vision from corner to corner. Most of us are more of a myopic or telescope type of view in how we look at things. So again, looking at things with an open mind is always going to help you, because from there you can succeed. Anyway, the five C's. The five C's. Early in the year, it's a good idea to go back to the basics. All of us need to go back to the basics and look at the things that we have in our lives, the things that are working and the things that aren't working. A lot of times we find that success on one level or another has eluded us. And success is a very elusive goal these days. Most of us say that we're looking for success, but our patterns actually say different things. Our habits actually show different things. And that's both in business, in government, and in our personal lives. Even our leaders don't accomplish the outcomes that they want, and they still move forward and make progress towards their goal. Well, we as individuals need to take the same mindset into consideration. We need to understand that success, again, is not a straight line. Sometimes it has some step backs. Sometimes it has some circles you have to go through. Sometimes there's some lefts, there's some rights, there's some ups, and there's some downs. But the whole thing is keeping an eye on the goal you know, recently I was talking with a relative of mine, and we were talking about the fact that, you know, most of the goals that we were talking about just in general, but we were saying that most of the goals that I've actually tried to reach, I've actually succeeded at getting. Now, I may not have gotten 100% of my goal completed. I may not have gotten 100% of my goal accomplished. But for the most part, depending on the specificity and the detail in the goals that I was trying to reach, I've reached pretty much most of my goals. Now, for most of us, that financial goal is probably one of the most elusive for us to obtain. And when I was talking to the relative, I was explaining that, you know, what it is that most of us don't have a definite goal. And when we do create a definite goal, we keep changing it in the midst of trying to reach the initial goal in which we started out on. So if you're doing something like that, of course, you're going to run into difficulties. Why? Because you keep changing your goal point. So ladies and gentlemen, what we need to do is we need to have clear goals in what we're going to do, and we need to establish a goal and stick with it. And then once we've reached that particular goal within the five C's, then we can go ahead and step to the next thing. But once we've reached that first goal, now we have a basis. Now we have a level of accomplishment. Now we have something that we can look back on and say, okay, we've done this successfully. You know, it's kind of like a diet. If you take a diet and you don't lose any weight after a certain amount of time, what's going to happen? You're going to get discouraged. You're going to get distracted. You're going to say that this isn't going to work for me. I need to try something else. And then remember, too, that we are constantly bombarded by different stimuli on a regular basis. And all of those stimulus are going to have the power to distract us. Why? Because we don't have the true focus. We don't have a clear understanding of what it is that we want to do. And part of that is that we need to make up a plan and then work towards that plan. And again, understand that during our process to get to our particular goal, we're going to have to make changes. However, that change is not necessarily changing the goal. You know, the weekend before last, I was listening to Jarrett Robbins, Tony Robbins' son. Well, Jarrett's, you know, a pretty well-known name in his own right. But I was, you know, listening to him at an event that I attended, and Jarrett said something that was very interesting. What he said was, is that throughout his life, he has had different goals that he's tried to reach. And, I mean, this is a gentleman or a young man that's had probably one of the most famous mentors as his father, which is Anthony Robbins. But anyway, what Jarrett was saying was that, you know, he kept trying to reach this level, this million-dollar level in his life. So, you know, his goal was to earn $1 million. But he kept finding that every time that he was on this path, he would somehow or other lose focus. He would lose sight. He would kind of, you know, even though he was working towards it, he wouldn't reach that goal. So, you know, eventually it got frustrating, which is what happens to all of us. It gets frustrating. It gets aggravating. You know, we don't feel as though we can get it. And a lot of times it's because we don't think that we're good enough. But anyway, in his struggle to reach his goal, he said, well, you know, I've got this cap I'm trying to hit, which is $1 million. And no matter what I do, I can't seem to hit it. He said, so maybe what I need to do to motivate myself is I need to go ahead and reduce my goal. So he said, you know what, that's probably a good idea. So what he did was he took his goal and he reduced it to $100,000. So then he's like, okay, you know, I haven't been too far, I guess, from $100,000, so, you know, I should be able to hit this goal, and then once I hit that goal, I can reach it and raise it up to the next one and then raise it up to the next one, and then lo and behold, the step ladder process, I'll be at $1 million. But what Jarrett said was, is that when he lowered his goal to $100,000 from the original $1 million goal, he found that he made even less money. And that's because he lowered his goal, so psychologically he also lowered his standard, he also lowered his drive, and he also lowered his expectations. So once he realized that this particular paradigm or this particular thing had happened, he realized that lowering his goal or lowering his standards was not going to help him. So he raised his standards back up. And as he raised his standards back up and realized that there was definitely a emotional and psychological shift that had to take place, along with other, you know, logical processes that needed to go forth. He realized that when he raised his goal back up to $1 million, that now he started making more money. Why? Because now he was operating at a higher level. He had changed the game plan. He had changed the game plan, but he hadn't changed the goal. Well, he changed the goal, which changed the game plan, because he needed to work harder to try to get $1 million than he did to try to get $100,000. However, the reward is exponentially greater, 10 times greater, to be honest. But all of us need to look at what we're going to do. Clarity. Your purpose, plan of action must be clear. And clarity, by definition, means clearness and clearness. And that clearness is what we're talking about. We're talking about having a definite goal, a definite success date, a definite way that you plan to do certain things to get you where you need to be. And you must be diligent in how you're going to do that. Understand that it's not going to happen in a day. It's not going to happen in a week. It's not going to happen in a month. It's something that's going to take place over time. Because the main thing that you have to fight, the main thing that all of us have to contend with on a regular basis, is ourselves. And again, who's your worst critic? You. Who's the person that constantly gets in your way? You. The person that you look in the mirror at every morning is the person that is probably causing you the most problems. So we need to reevaluate ourselves, our goals, and the things that we want to do. And then as we're looking at that, we need to try to remove those blocks. And sometimes those stumbling blocks that we put in front of ourselves. The next thing is communication. When you communicate with yourself, you must be, as I said earlier, you must be clear and direct. You have to understand what you want to do and then figure out a way to do it. Again, sometimes it's not the how that is the big problem. If you have a definite why, and your definite why is to reach a certain goal, you will figure out a way how, but you have to keep trying to reach that goal. You can't put it on the side burner on any given day. You have to have a burning desire, so to speak, to create this life, this reality that you want in your life. And how do you do that? You do that by deciding that you're going to do it. Whatever it is, you're going to do it. You're going to win at this game. You understand that there's going to be difficulties along the way. And as we go forward, we're going to take those difficulties, meet those challenges, and do the things that we need to do. The other thing is consensus. It's not the same as an enamorous agreement. You know, consensus is kind of, in this particular case, it's finding a way to agree with yourself, to figure out what you want to do and have a definite mindset and belief that you're going to do it, that you're going to make an agreement with yourself that is positive, that you're going to do the correct thing, that you're going to work at it and work at it until you reach this goal. And then once you reach that goal, you're going to go to the next thing. But that consensus is with yourself. You know, that consensus is with you believing that you can do it, that you believing in your mind, every part of your being working together in unity to get you where you need to be and to help you to reach your particular goal and reach your particular desired effect. So, again, the five C's are just the basis for helping you get there. You know, most people that talk about things like this, they don't talk about, you know, your clarity, your communication, your consensus, and your compromise, you know, and the other things that make up the overall five C's. But, again, if it has to be, it's up to me. And up to me means that you need to find your why. You need to find your way of getting what it is that you need done and then moving forward so that you can live the type of life that you want to live. And, again, it's a standard. It's a way of taking what you want and bringing it to reality. It's a way of taking and creating a strategy so that you can reach your desired goals and reach your desired objectives. So again, all of these things are going to help you to develop and to become the person that you need to become. But again, if it's going to happen, it's up to you. It's up to you to make these things a reality. It's up to you to decide that this is what I want and this is how I'm going to do it, or that I'm going to do it as a whole. Again, like I said before, the how is only part of the question. The determination that you're going to do it and you having a clear and concise goal and communicating with yourself that you're going to reach these particular goals is pretty much the number one thing that's going to help you to move forward in your life. And you need to make these things to where it's critical. You can't settle for half. You can't settle for maybe. You can't settle for thinking that you're any less than you are or not worthy of the different things that are going to transpire as you reach for your goals, as you reach to succeed at what it is that you want to do. Again, if it's going to be, then it's up to me. And again, these things are critical. They're critical because with them, you can do amazing and great things. But again, who's going to do it? You've got to do it. Who's got to make up their mind that it's going to happen? You have to make up your mind that it's going to happen. Again, ladies and gentlemen, each of us is creative enough and gifted enough to do amazing and fantastic things. And you can do them with your relationship. You can do them with your finances. You can do them with your business. You can do them with your relationships with your children, your wives, your significant other, husband. It doesn't matter. But it's all about, again, clarity, communication, and getting a consensus. The next thing that you want to hit on is compromise. Compromise for most people is not enjoyable. However, compromise is very necessary. Why? Because a lot of times you have to give up something to get something. Nothing happens in a vacuum, ladies and gentlemen. You can't, you know, drink and smoke and gamble and then expect the world to just open up to you and give you all of the things that you say you want. You need to be able to give up some of the things that you're doing so that you can get the things that you truly want and truly need. And I guess the key word there is need. A lot of us are so wrapped up in the things that we want that we miss the things that we need. And the five C's also pertain to leadership. It pertains to leadership and growth in each and every person, except you're leading yourself. The ability to inspire people towards a common goal even when they think it's unattainable. That was written by Walter Hoff. But your five C's, your working to do that will help you. Relationship of service to people and possibility. These are the things that we're trying to grow, develop, and create within our lives. So, compromise, which is what I was talking about before. Compromise is saying, what am I willing to give up? What am I willing to give to reach the particular goals that I'm looking to reach? That's compromise. Again, from that compromise, we must have a vision. We must create a future, all right, a mission. The mission is our purpose for being, strategy, how we are going to get there, and then tactical execution. What are we going to do exactly to achieve that particular goal, to make that strategy work? We must always begin with the end in mind, as Stephen Covey says. And as we work forward, we need to take that information and move forward. If anybody doesn't know who Stephen Covey is, he's the writer of Seven Habits, The Seven Habits of Highly Effective People, a great book, and another book that I recommend to anyone that wants to read it. You know, communication is the primary tool that leaders have to bridge the vision and strategy of other actions. And Stephen Covey's book, Highly Effective People, you must also remember that if you want to do it and you truly put certain processes and plans in place, you're going to reach that goal. You're going to get to that next level. You're going to be able to do the things that you need to do. So what is it that you care about? What's your convictions? You know, standing and finding, you need to talk on standing on the basis of value that you deem important. All right, you need to state your purpose. Brief, simple, and compassion. Facts, data, accolades, quotes, mentors, and imagery are going to help for you. And speak from your heart when you talk to people. Speak from your heart when you set your own goal. Here's the other thing. Most of us do not listen. We have two ears and one mouth. All right? Why was that? It's because we need to listen more than we speak. However, most of us don't get that. All right? Listening is an active thing. You must actively listen to people that you're dealing with. You must respond with empathy. You must give back facts of your feelings and things along that line. You must put yourself in the other person's position. In your case, you're putting yourself in a position where this is where I want to be. This is what I have to do to get where I want to be. And consider others' viewpoints when you're dealing with other people. Again, communication is not just a communication with yourself. It's also how you communicate with other people and how you drive your particular strategy and get them to come on board to understand. But you can't just think of yourself. You also have to think about others. And you need to get those other people involved in your plan. All right? You must commit yourself and also get others committed in your particular goal. But that goal can't be just about you. And if things don't work out, sometimes you have to let it go. All right? But you have to let go first. You have to lead by example, and you have to handle the resistance. And the resistance comes in all different forms. This is a collaboration, a collaborative effort between you and other people to try to reach your goals. Yes, you can reach your goals by yourself, but you can reach them so much quicker if you bring other people into the mix, if you bring other people into the overall goal in which you're looking to reach. All right? And the other thing is that not only the compromise, giving up something to get something more valuable, but it's also you have to have the courage to step out there. You have to have the courage and the belief in yourself to step out there and know that what you believe you're doing and what you're doing is right. And understand that, again, there's going to be times when people are going to throw roadblocks in your way. And develop a team. Develop a team of people that you can go to that will help to reinforce your beliefs. Now, mind you, I'm not looking for yes men. I'm looking for people that you can build a level of trust with and a level of camaraderie with that are going to help you grow. We're not looking for people that are just going to agree with everything that we say. We're looking for people that are going to become our assistants in how we succeed and move on in life. And then as each person develops and grows and reaches their goal, we'll help the other one develop and grow. Because once we start winning, guess what? We're learning and we're moving better, all right? Trust. Trust is another dynamic that we truly need to work on. The dynamic exists when two people see no threat in each other and see the potential benefit of being connected. That is trust. That's trust in its utmost, all right? And we need to build trust, integrity, listen, open and sincere communications, involve others in your decisions, do what you say. Treat people with respect and fairness and confidence as you deal with them, all right? Confidence in every way that you can look at it, all right? Collectors of great people or collections of great people have illustrated this, and they've done great things. It didn't matter, again, whether they had numbers or letters after their names. Some of the greatest people in the world are people that didn't have what you would consider to be a dynamic formal education, you know. As I've said many times, a formal education will earn you a living, all right? But a education based on experience will earn you a fortune. Future success is predicted on past behaviors and past successes. So from those successes, you're going to grow. From those failures, you're going to grow. And as long as you take that as a learning experience, you're going to develop and you're going to grow and do the things that you need to do. Look for behaviors, their actions that led to success. That's what you want to do. In those, again, what some people would call failures are nuggets, of information that can be useful to you, all right? And also be diverse, all right? Cultural differences, racial differences, gender differences, you know, sexual preferences and other problems like that, they're not really problems. They're diversities. Take a person for what they're worth. Don't look at a person's pay or a person's level of education and don't write them off as somebody that can't help you. Everybody can help you to grow and to develop. And sometimes it's the small things that we miss, and those are the things that throw us back. Differences in background, experience, and differences in approach also help you grow. A reflection of your marketplace and a reflection of the people that you serve and deal with on a regular basis is wrapped in that, all right? And for the good of your bottom line, your mental bottom line and all of the above, you must think on a positive light because everyone has something to give. A broken clock is wrong. Oh, excuse me, a broken clock that has hands is right twice a day. So you need to listen to everybody. Again, stop trying to talk. Stop trying to get your point across and listen to what other people have to say and then take that information and move forward so that you can grow and develop and become the person that you need to be. Those who bring a variety of backgrounds, styles, perceptions, values, and beliefs as an asset to your group and your organization will help you to grow because you will grow and have a great interaction of individuals. Again, great followers have created great followers. Great followers are people that also become great leaders. If you're a great follower, then there's a very strong possibility that you can become a great leader. All right? And again, that is built on trust. All right? Tactful challenging of not only yourself but of others so that you can grow and stimulate, taking the initiative to make things better, not making things or changing things just for the sense of changing things, but changing things so that you actually become better, so that you actually grow and develop, bringing solutions, not just problems, to the arena. You want people that are going to not only give you the fact that there's a problem, but give you a solution. That way you can have something to work on. That person thought up the problem, and that means that that person also had time to think up the solution. So we can look at those solutions and then collectively work together to reach our goals. Each one teach one is a beautiful thing. People who can lead themselves. A lot of people can't lead themselves. Why? Because they're too wrapped up in the politics of it. All right? We need to find different people that we can listen to. You've got motivational speakers that can be the catalyst of your inspiration. You know, people that have done it, they've walked the walk and talked the talk. And the names of people that can do that are amazing. Again, you've got Tony Robbins, Les Brown, Jaron Robbins, Jim Rohn, all these different people that have done great and fantastic things. Louis Farrakhan is a great speaker and a great motivational. Even though he has a religious content, a lot of his principles are sound. Malcolm X, Martin Luther King, Sister Teresa, Mahatma Gandhi, all of these people are great inspirational people that have developed things. People, you need to work on your development, your coaching, your career progression, your promotion of other people, and in some cases, other things that you need to do. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, this is all about developing, not only developing yourself, but also developing others as you grow and develop, and then passing that information on. We can all win. We all don't need to lose, and nobody needs to lose. We need to put ourselves in coaching lessons and gain information, books, tapes, CDs, DVDs, all of the different things that we can do to help develop ourselves. Go to seminars, things like that, where you're going to learn and develop. Find coaches in your society. Move yourself from those negative thinking people that are only holding you back and not moving you forward. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I hope that everybody understands what we're saying, and I hope that you are learning and learn something from today's course, or today's information, which was the 5 C's. Thank you very much for your time and your patience, and this is Zurian of the Zurian Show, and as always, it is an honor and a pleasure to spend some time with you. Please take care and have a great and wonderful day and life. Farewell.